Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Glad to have you with us. Yes, this is Deborah Lee, and it is
TGIS?
Yes, there we go. Yes, it's a Saturday edition of our Psychic Love Doctor Show. We're happy to welcome all of you, even newcomers. You know, you're only a newbie once. So certainly jump in with us, and you just might find in some way that it is a life-changing experience for you. That's the power of personal prophecy card readings. I want to remind everyone as we get started here, I'm getting my handy dandy deck, that we are only using ordinary playing cards. So distinction must be made that this is not tarot, and if this is not oracle cards or any of the other systems out there that may use playing cards, personal prophecy stands on its own. And you will see that as we demonstrate it with our callers today, tonight, whatever it is. You have your time and we have ours.
True that.
So I also want to mention that I won't just be drawing 2, 3, 4 random cards. I prefer to do a whole 24 card layout for each caller. And normally in a one-on-one session with me, we would lay the cards out routinely throughout your reading. Due to time constraints, you know, for how long the show can last, we have to minimize as much as we can in terms of questions that can be asked and, you know, all of that. But Jim will be giving you tips in a moment on how to make the best out of your phone call for your reading. Also, so anyway, yes, it will be a 24-card layout. I will need a couple minutes, maybe one, two, to put it all together. Yes. So I welcome you all. I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo. Jimbo Baggins, that's right. And he is going to give you some tips here. So take it away, Jimbo.
Remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Hope everybody enjoys themselves. And big reminder, if you're international, you got to let us know, because we will give you an international shout-out, whether you're a caller, whether you're a Facebook Live viewer, as we start out with an international shout-out to Cho from the UK.
Yay, Cho!
He's the first international light.
I like that, international light.
All right, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call when you call in. You'll be told you can listen to the show while you wait. That's an absolute true statement. If you hear nothing, something went wrong, you got to call back.
Yeah.
You should always hear music, just something, or a message said you called too early. You should hear something. Nothing is bad in this case. All right, but when we do take your call, because if you're patient, we will take it. You have to do some things for us, please, if you legally and safely can. All right, we would especially start right off the top. Speakerphone, Bluetooth, please don't use those things, all right, if you can. Also, the background sound, that's a big one. The next one's actually kind of big, too. The background sound, that's huge because you might not even realize it's there because you're used to it. And the multitasking, walking around and stuff, it's convenient, you know, in the cordless world we're in, but it gets really weird on our end. So if you can do all those things, that's great. Otherwise, by the time your stuff goes through the entire infrastructure, the electronic internet world, it can sound pretty rough out of our speakers, so. Do all these things if you can. All right. Joe likes your big, giant cup.
Oh, well, thank you. And I've got to confess.
It is gigantor.
You may not know, being overseas in England as you are, but this was really an item from the Psych TV show. And we saw it, years ago.
Yeah, it's not a new show.
I don't think the show's even on anymore.
Oh, it has not.
But liked it and had to have it. So thank you for noticing.
Yes. Also, Messenger folks, we will occasionally turn with you. We got a couple in last night, at least one, I remember. We'll occasionally turn the floor over to you folks that can't call in. Typically, it's international. Sometimes you're domestic and you just cannot call in for whatever reason. So we will occasionally, no time, set time, I can tell you, no way to get in a queue. We will occasionally announce that audio and video calls to Deborah are open. And that will be your opportunity to make that call to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. So you have to be friends with her. And then if things really get kind of weird and bizarre, some people can't do that for whatever reason, we'll, if we can, it's really slow and delayed, we will maybe take a typed question if somebody can't message her for whatever reason. It is what it is. All right. That is the sound of angels playing harps. That's what we're going to say it is, at least. That is sound that signifies that your free reading with Deborah has come to an end. But before you run out that door, I am going to give you a single angel card reading, and tonight it is angels of abundance oracle cards. I need a little box here too. People like them, they can order them. Everything's on Amazon, you know how that is. So I guess Mike is show us saying hi to Mike, so that means Mike from the UK is here, even though I haven't seen him speak.
Reveal yourself.
Yeah. So
Bill Clinton.
How does he, so they're talking amongst each other offline.
Apparently, yeah.
Off chat. I mean, off the room. So, yep. All right. So we got two UKers. There we go. And I think the calls are starting to fill up a wee bit. So let's pick one out. We're going to pick the first one. I've been waiting patiently. Area code 559 out in California. I think that's what the area code
is. Hi
so.
There.
Oops. Hello there.
Welcome.
Hi, Deborah. Hi, Jimbo.
Hello. Are you new to the show or have we spoken before?
Yes, I am.
New?
No, I'm new to the show, yes. I'm calling from Midland, Texas.
Midland.
You're physically in Texas, okay.
Yep. Yes. Oh, yes. I've visited Midland, and I thought it was a real up-and-coming city. It looks like
it's booming. Yeah, it's growing. It's growing still.
You know, and it's funny, I mention it to other people that live out here. Yes, I've been to Midland, and they go, oh, that Dust Bowl? But I don't think that they mean realize all the economic changes.
Yeah, they might
that
not have been out
happening.
There for 20 years.
That's
you know.
True.
It may have been 20 or more.
So I'm very, very happy to have you with us. So as
Thank
a new
you.
Person, you're welcome. As a new person, okay, I need to establish a sense of familiarity with you and your heart. So a first reading can tend to be rather broad. To make it seem less broad, less vague, what we want to do is get a few details from you. And then if you have a question or two, specific like about your love life or your work, your family, I mean, there are many different areas that we can cover. So we just we can only allow two questions.
So go ahead, hit us with your shot.
Yeah. Give us a little info.
All right, let's see what you... Oh, okay, a little info about me. Oh, okay, I moved out here to Midland. I moved here to Midland because I fell in love, and I knew this guy 20 years past in the Army. And so I moved out here, and we got married, and we've been married for 3 years. And I'm 44 years old.
Well,
and he's 47.
Interesting. I was in the Army in Texas myself at Fort Sam Houston.
No way.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Well, thank you for serving.
Oh, well, thank you, and the same to you and your husband.
He was in the Army for 7 years.
And
you were trained where?
I was trained at Fort Sam to be a combat medic. All right. And at the time... We weren't having any wars and things, so it was mainly a lot of training that we did.
It was after the...
That's a hard MOS. My dad was a medic in the Korean War.
Well, I was heading toward nursing because that's what was critical, but you kind of had to start out as a medic and then move up to it was like an LPN, and then you go to RN. Now, what did you both do in the Army?
Well, Jose, he was the petroleum, worked in the petroleum. I forgot his MOS. And I was a cook of all things because I wanted to be a chef, supposedly. But after that, I was like, I don't want to be near a kitchen. So,
what
yeah, I totally.
Morning? When did you have to be on duty? Because those people seem to get up early, really
oh,
early.
Oh, yeah. We got up at 5:30, I believe, to get there at 6. Yeah. And then we worked 14 days straight, and then we got our weekend off.
Oh,
but
boy.
I only did it for three
oh,
years.
Boy.
Yeah, I was out. I was out after 3 years. I couldn't hang.
I'll tell you, I pulled some KP duty when I was at boot camp, and that was at Fort Leonard,
okay.
Missouri. I'll tell you, if I was thinking of being a chef or a cook, that would have nipped it right in the bud for me because
yep.
No. So
yep,
tell me.
It sure was really hard. Uh-huh.
Did you give us your name, your first name?
Marissa.
Marissa.
M-A-R-I-S-A, yes.
Okay. We'd love to know what your question or questions.
What would you like to know?
Yeah. Are.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Well, my husband and I, we've been going through some rough times, and he kind of told me today that he thinks it's over between us.
Oh, no.
So I, yeah. It's been bumpy, and I really just have hope in us, and I
sure.
just, you know, I just don't want it to be over. So I'm wondering, it's not another woman or anything like that. It's just compatibility. So I'm
right.
wondering if there's what the cards. What do you
okay.
see in the future?
Now, where in Midland is he working with the Army? Because I didn't see
well,
the Army.
Yeah, no, he was, he served in the military for 7 years, and he was in Iraq for two tours, and then he started working in the petroleum fields out here in the oil fields,
oh,
and
I
then
see.
He decided to go to school, so he's been in school for 2.5 years now.
The old GI Bill.
A year and a half, born on two. Yeah, using the GI Bill, because it was the last year that he could use it up, so he wanted to use it.
So Marissa.
And so we've been in the house a whole lot together,
yeah.
so I think it
sure.
really clashed.
How long were you married?
3 years.
Oh.
We've been married 3 years, yes. We're still
okay.
married. February 14th, Valentine's Day, was our anniversary, three-year anniversary.
Oh, well, congratulations to you. Now, I want to ask
you,
do you think the tours in Iraq did anything to his mental state, his emotions? I mean, did he seem changed in any way?
Well, I wasn't with them right when he got
nope.
out, but he does have to. He does get he's disabled, and but I don't see it affecting him too much, other than he has other issues with his family, like not wanting to keep in contact with him and stuff. His dad specifically, so he has a lot of trauma in his. Like a lot of hurt in his heart.
I see. You have no children as yet?
I'm sorry?
You haven't any children as yet?
No. He has one child, and I can't have any children.
I'm sorry to hear that. But you know what?
For
some of us, actual fertility can be a bit of a burden, because I was
mm-hmm.
pregnant seven times. And not all of them were viable pregnancies. But I'll tell you, those of us that are super fertile, I mean, I used to have this joke that I would say, if a guy looks at me too long, my period's going to be late, you know, because it seemed like every time I turned around, I was knocked up. So,
oh, wow.
You know, there's other ways that you can be a mother if you want to become one. 44, you might
yeah.
be over all of that, you know.
Yeah, we're looking. I might look towards adoption in the future, but not now, not anytime
sure.
soon. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you: is he open to yet? He's already going through therapy, isn't he, for his PTSD? Is
mm-hmm.
he getting it?
Yeah, he does.
Is he open
every
to
month.
Any kind of marital counseling, or does he just feel like he wants his freedom and just wants to? Okay. And is he a volunteer?
Yeah.
47.
Oh, he's 47. Yeah, and he doesn't want therapy and counseling, and he just does want his independence. He says he's better off alone in the world.
Well, that's not what I see, but I feel like he's trying to run, but there's like nowhere to hide. Okay.
Right.
I don't think he's thinking as clearly as he should. The cards are indicating a certain amount of depression and hopelessness about his life. I do not see that this is a critical situation that you need to worry. Like some husbands and wives just, or girlfriends, et cetera, they just suddenly want to exit life. And it's like nobody knows why. But I want to tell you, I don't see that. But I do think the best thing for you would be, based on what I see in your cards, and it's going to hurt, but I would say let him go. Let him find out if the grass is greener out there without you. I've got to say, in all the 30-plus years that I've been giving readings, 90% of past partners come back. Sometimes they wait too long, and you have moved on. You know, because we women, through our emotions, we tend to grow and become empowered after the grief. And we do then move on. Where men will...
Well, I waited for him for 20 years because I met him at basic training. And then I kind of chased him down. And he finally, you know, accepted me in his life. And, you know, we're both divorced. And, you know, I don't feel like I want to leave the relationship. You know, I couldn't see myself separated from him. I think the question is, you know, if he really feels it in his heart, like if he doesn't want to be in a relationship, that I need, you know, to step away, you know, and grant his decision, you know, and that's why I kind of wanted to.
You can't make him feel like a caged animal. He's only going to turn that, and you're going to get caught in the crosshairs.
Well, I think if he really, really, really wanted it, he would just pack his shit and go, too.
And that may...
And if he hasn't done that yet, then maybe it's not 100% want.
It could be. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Making good, really good decisions.
Man wants
for
to get out of Dodge, is going to get out of Dodge.
But it is right here.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, with another woman, he's like, if I had another woman, I would have already been with another woman. But it's most of our incompatibilities and the arguments that we have and stuff, our daily arguments about little things, you know, he just, I guess, feels like claustrophobic at times, which I'm trying to get him in space and stuff.
We've got financial
problems, too.
We have to consider his disability, you know, and I don't have enough experience in that background, but I do feel that your emotions are going to evolve. I see it here. I see him, and I see your feelings are going to go from deep sadness and sorrow to anger. Because when a relationship ends, it's kind of like a death. So it's sort of like he's a terminal patient in hospice, practically.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that really bad for you because I've been in your shoes. And he needs to learn to miss you. He needs to remember why he loves you.
If he's like... And he's obsessed and focused on it. I'd have no chance, at least right now, to get him to change his mind.
And I wouldn't even try.
Because that he would look at that as, that's why I need to get free, because you keep doing this to me or whatever, you know. Everything you do would be wrong, probably.
And I think she's...
Even though it would be right, he would view it as wrong. Go ahead.
She's taking all the live fire from him.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. No matter what she did, it would be wrong.
So, you know, maybe you ought to consider getting some counseling. You can do it right online.
Okay.
I have some of my own clients work for Better Me, I think it's called, and some of them, but they're cheap. I mean, they're not charging an arm and a leg. Some take insurance, but what's good for like you both are out of the military, but for people who might mm-hmm. be listening that are active duty and don't want this on your military record, they're inexpensive right. enough for sessions that it won't be in your military. It'll be through a civilian, type
do,
of.
Do you folks own your home?
Yeah, and that's we just got a house together last year. Yeah. So it's a little bit of an issue. I mean, I would leave them the house if anything, but now I'm looking towards I paid the electricity and everything else and stuff, and maybe we should wait a couple of weeks and not rush into things and me leaving or whatever, and getting what's mine too, and also, but I don't want to hurt them in any way. We've had a good time together and stuff like that, but I don't want to leave him. But he's just adamant. I don't know if he's.
And you know what, hon? Marissa, mm-hmm. don't be the one to file the papers. If he wants to leave, let you say, sayonara, buddy, and or however you want to put it. You can let him know that you're not burning the bridge, that if he decides to come back home, the two of you could work it out. But make him, if he's that determined, make him be the one to do the dirty work with the paperwork.
And you got to watch out when you physically leave a house.
Because?
If a divorce goes down and somebody's not living there. I don't want to make light of it, but if you ever feel in a mood to laugh at some terrible thing, watch The War of the Roses. Mm.
Oh yeah,
with Michael Douglas. They were going through a divorce. There's a movie from like the 90s called or the 80s 90s called War of the Roses. It's a comedy.
Yeah.
And basically, this couple's going through a divorce, and the lawyer's basically like, one of the lawyers say you can't leave that house, or you all of a sudden now you're behind the eight ball when you go to get the divorce. So they continue to live together and do horrible things to each other to make the other one want to leave. That's the comedy part. Not trying to maybe it'll make you good and escape your own thing. We've got Michael right. Douglas, Kathleen Turner, and Danny DeVito telling the story as to some other couple.
Oh, good actors.
Yeah, it's entertaining. Yeah. It's classic.
I personally think your husband is extremely overwhelmed with everything.
Well, the PTSD has to be a factor. There's no way around that. Man, I'm not an expert, but come on.
There was something else I was going to say to her about that.
I think that, too. He just has a lot on his shoulders, and he just gets stressed out, and I think he just, said a whole lot of stuff because, I put it out there that I wanted to leave, and I think he was more turning things around the table. What is it called? Reflecting. He was like reflecting, or I forgot that word that Trump uses a lot, does. But, I think he was just, too much anxiety over him at that time this morning or whatever, but I still think he is tired of our arguments, and I want it to work though. I wanted to give it some time
I've got to tell you.
Of course you do.
Marissa, you mm-hmm. are a very beautiful woman. I can see that in your cards. And men are going to flock to you, so you may want to be prepared. Mm-hmm. And when he hears that you are looking to a new future, possibly with mm-hmm. somebody else, it's amazing how that causes them to go, oh, whoa, I can't have that happen.
Yeah, and is that really the real reason for them to want to come? Is that really the proper reason for somebody to want to continue to come back?
It's a serious reality check. That's an experience.
Really? It's like, I was okay with this. I was okay with you ducking me until you're getting ready to hook up another guy now. No, I must have you back now. That's not the right reason.
Jealous, no, but
human nature.
It is human nature. I don't doubt that is going to happen 100 million times out there. I'm just saying, I don't know that that's a good, positive, noble reason to say, oh, you do care about me. It's like, well, do you really?
Right.
That's when she were to move on in her feelings.
Right.
Because right now mm-hmm. she just wants to make her marriage work.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, I was totally like hypothetical because, like you said, you see it all the time with people out there. This wasn't for her. I was saying, like, when that happens all the time, the guy's, wait a second. I'm back with her now. It's like, did you really want back with her because you believe you belong together? but you just couldn't stand the thought that she might actually move on and go with another guy.
I've seen it especially when men leave for another woman, and then they wake up and it's, this isn't worth it. I'm going back home.
Sure, there's a lot of scenarios here. But
Okay, and honey, I hope that you will keep coming to our show. There's a lot of good energy.
Well, thank you so much, Deborah.
And you can get, don't leave us here.
Don't run out the door yet.
We can go on your first read, and we'll be able to see all kinds of things.
Yeah, we do several shows a week. We encourage people to, we have people that are there every single show, and we encourage that. If you're on Facebook, and if you're on Facebook, if you go to the Psychic Love Doctor show and like it, you can actually watch or do the cards while you're on the show. So you can, we have people that call
All right, I'll look you up.
Yeah, you can call in. You can call in, turn the volume down on your computer, and you can actually watch it. She will even hold up the cards and see this and stuff like that. It's really entertaining. And for you, my dear, before we say see you later, because not goodbye, because we expect you to come back again, we hope. Your angel bonus card is God is your source. Everything you need is supplied by the infinite source of God, and your faith opens the doorway to receive. In God, there is no lack of or limitation. Rather, there is plenty of abundance for all to share. So
I think that's very encouraging.
It's a very, it's a faith. It's like a, it's a, if I was to like say in three words, like you got to have, it's about faith, faith. Faith is, if you have faith, anything's possible. That's kind of the thing. And I think she is that type of person myself.
Yeah, I'm very spiritual and faithful and stuff like that.
Yeah, I kind of thought so because you're like, you were really committed. You were really committed in this and believed in it. So obviously you had to have some kind of convictions.
Honestly, I think at the end of the day,
it's admirable.
He's going to find his way back to you. He just is going to need some time to sort things out
and
for himself.
Not always the glass half full guy or whatever. And if he doesn't, well, you've done everything you could. You can't hang your head and say, what else, what could I have done differently? Yeah. You've done everything. If it doesn't work out,
I'm just going to
hold your head up high and say, I did everything.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
You always hope for the best. There's no reason not to.
Well,
thank you both. Thank you both.
Yes, and we're happy to have you.
And good luck to you, and we hope it does work out. Yeah. And
thank you.
I wish he would see the light and go to some more counseling because that would be the ticket.
I know. I think so. I'm going to try to persuade him.
Yeah.
See what you can do. Just try not to push him because he's going to be like a lion and strike back.
Well, he's going to be like, see, there you go again. That's why I want to get away from you. Every time you suggest something.
Right. I think so too. Thank you guys for your advice. You guys have a great night.
Thank you for holding, and we hope we hear from you again.
All right. Take care.
We'll do. Bye-bye. Bye.
Love that.
What a little sweetheart.
Yeah, I feel bad for her, but you never know. Like you said, they may have to part ways, and if it is meant to be, they will reunite, and if it isn't, it isn't. I think he's in a funk, even if it isn't PTSD. Some people, some of these guys just get focused. I got to be free. And he's 47, so maybe that the age thing is clicking into.
Are we talking like a midlife crisis?
Well, I mean,
the
horizon? Poor guy already has PTSD. Right? So there's already one thing. He's 47. He's trying to transition in school to another career, so he's probably got a lot of doubt and he's scared that it might not work out. He's going to fall in a ditch. So he's probably just like wants to push her away, which is the wrong thing to do when you have problems. But, you know, us humans make a lot of stupid mistakes. Yes, we do. All right, let's rock and let's roll. 630. I believe it's Libby. Is it Libby?
Yep.
It is indeed. Because eventually we're going to get, because 630, I mean, she's not there, but that's a big area code. Eventually somebody's going to call and say, I'm not Libby, you know. But I'm glad it is. Thank you for holding.
Hello there.
Hey, I miss you.
When did you miss us?
Yeah, what do you mean you missed us? Where were we?
I know. I didn't watch yesterday on Facebook, and I've been watching on Facebook. I just haven't called in.
That's okay. You don't have to call in. You know, if you don't feel like you need to chit-chat, then so be it. You know where to find us. But you are here now, so what's going on?
Yes.
So, Deborah, so you told me that the people, you know, because, like, I'm basically working this case online and blah, 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 and there's a couple people that I'm working with on a regular basis, and then they send me, like, information because they know that, like, I don't comb through the internet like they do. But you said that people were going to, like, expose my true identity and whatever. And they did that all over Twitter. And, I mean, they've been doing it, but it's now they're, like, exposing my family. I haven't had any connection with my family in, like, I don't know, 5-6 years. And it's not like I don't mind because it's like I don't hide anything. I mean, I write books about my life and stuff like that. But I, for like the first time in a long time, I was like, ooh, like the family is not going to be happy about that. And then it kind of got.
Go ahead.
And then it kind of got me thinking about, like, okay, so, you know, the severity of the case, it's just really unusual that I fell into it. And I'm still going to keep moving forward with it. But now it just kind of got me thinking in another way, like, oh, you know, like now I'm getting somewhere in life. And, like, the tables are turning with my, you know, previous life, let's call it, with my old family, my siblings and stuff like that. And now I'm just kind of wondering, like, what direction this is all going to lead. So, you know, first thing is yes, the confirmation did come through. But, okay, so now, you know, they expose me, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's dangerous because, obviously, like, the serial killers have my information now where to find me. But that doesn't mean that they're going to come after me. But I'm just wondering, like, about my siblings, like, what's going to happen there.
International shout-out to Laura from Canada. I forgot. Shame on me.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada. All right, go ahead. Back to the reading. You know, real quick, though, typically serial killers don't have that type of agenda, usually, the serial killers. They got some other whack job agenda. They like women. They don't like, hey, that person's talking about some kind of subject.
Yeah, like Ted Bundy. He wanted those innocent girls that were going to the beach or whatever.
I don't think you have to worry about a serial killer so much, but you might worry about one of those. Anybody famous has to worry about nut jobs
but
in general.
Remember,
stalker type killers.
For your family, hey, there's a price to fame. They're just going to get scooped up.
There is. And anytime you write any, if you write a lot of stuff that's like nonfiction and has cute facts and people involved, somebody's always going to be pissed off.
You can write an autobiography
about yourself and even make yourself not look, but somebody in that book you wrote about is going to be pissed. There's nothing you can do about it.
Jealous? Like, why does she get to be in the spotlight? They hate it.
Well, that's the first thing that's going to happen. Or if you write about somebody, a friend or family member, they're going to be like, I am not like how she said I am. That is bull crap. Oh, I want to sue her, stab her, and blah, 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 blah. You just can't win. But, you know.
My family, and I'm estranged from mine, too, because they're all like Bible-something Christians, and I'm dealing with the devil's workshop.
Who's Bible thumping Christian
my
in your family? Which one?
Oh, my God, from my sister on up.
Must have been the old-timers I didn't meet.
No, well, you...
There wasn't anybody I met that was thumping anybody.
Well, you
were... They were thumping some alcohol.
Those people are regular, nice...
So it's the people that are passing. They're in their...
Hard partying.
You're talking about the people in your family that have one... possibly 10, 11, 12 toes in the grave already that are very, very, very old school.
And siblings. And the thing is, I was going somewhere. You've got to stop doing that to me.
I can't.
Because I keep losing. The train goes off the track.
Well, then you got to work on making your track a better track.
I got it back. What I've said to them, the ones that were really, they didn't like my grandmother. And she was an eccentric.
That's why.
Savant-like woman with only a sixth grade education, but damn, she was...
Like Jethro Bodine.
Yes. And I did things. I took my grandma to the disco because that was big then, and I would pay handsome guys. I'd say, here's $20. Would you go ask my grandma to dance? And my grandma, she was a string bean, skinny and tall, like 6 feet tall, and she wore these big, huge hats that had, like, feathers coming out of them. And these guys would come over and say, excuse me, would you like to dance? And she's like, hell, would I? And she jumped on that dance floor, and she was, like, in her 70s. And she's out there, and you could see her grinning away. Yeah, well, you know, I thought, geez, nobody's really going to ask her. So I'll give them a little extra beer money and things. But they didn't like me taking care of her. She was a hoarder, a junior hoarder, from living through the Depression.
Well, all those people, because of that, were.
And she'd call me, and she'd say, Deb, they're having a great big toilet paper sale at wherever. I got to go. And I'd say, all right, Grandma, I'll be down there. And I would take her. She'd load my car with toilet paper. And
yeah, you're right.
She already had a bedroom full of, an extra bedroom full of toilet paper.
Because we got a little taste of it during COVID, but that went on for many years during the Depression. Many years of not being able to get shit.
And
either it wasn't available or you didn't have a dime in your pocket to buy it.
And she knew what being dirt poor was
like. Yeah, well, absolutely. And probably at her age, it had scarred her psychologically. So she was always like, oh.
So when they all got on me for doing this kind of work, AOL discovered me, put me out there, put me in the spotlight. I looked at them all and said, yeah, I know I've got a lot of dirty laundry, just like all of you do. But if you ever find that I reach the kind of fame and you've got a good, juicy story, make the National Enquirer pay you a lot for that story. Because, you know, negative publicity is publicity. And I'm not afraid of
indeed.
I am not afraid of my past.
It's zero publicity is the worst. So negative isn't always the worst.
So you're, and what I see for you, I'm sorry I got off on a different, I took you all on a different road.
It was supposed
trip.
To be a tangent, but she actually went into a parallel universe.
Yeah. Well, anyways, yes. As you achieve more notoriety, fame, what have you, they are going to create more static in your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're going to get the ones that are jealous, the ones that are haters, and then you're going to get the leeches that are going to be like, oh, I always loved you as my friend. I want to hang with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're making them big bucks
Maybe
now.
You should hire me as an agent or a consultant, or I can carry your bag.
Yeah, I'll be your administrative assistant.
Yep. Oh, when you drain the lake, you see all the leeches and scum in the lake. Yes, you do.
Carp floating around.
Yeah, the bottom feeders, they can't go anywhere when you drain the lake. But it is what it is, right? Or whatever.
So I really think, though, you have to kind of go get her, get it.
Go get her. Go get them.
Got it. Fire burning in your belly, and you're going places, my dear.
Yeah.
This was only, like, going to elementary school. You're going to really rise up. Your family, I feel, for the most part, is going to wish they treated you better.
And I'm a big fan of not worrying about too many things you can't control. Like, you're worried about, like, serial killers. You know, it's like, do your best to watch your back and stuff, but don't lose sleep over it. Don't get an ulcer over it. There's nut jobs out there. I could be not even famous if some nut job could just target me for no reason.
Yeah, I see
what are you
none
gonna do?
Of that.
There's nothing you can do.
I don't see any of that.
Yeah.
I do see a man that keeps figuring in your reading that is coming to you with, like, a real serious offer. It's an agreement between the two of you to achieve more success. Because you're probably going to end up out on the talk show circuit. Excuse me.
Podcasts are big. So people love to have guests on podcasts and stuff like that.
Oh,
they
do.
And sometimes they're podcasts that are just podcasts. Sometimes they're also simultaneously played on internet radio.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, like, the big ones are even picked up on TV.
Celebrities are doing them.
A lot of them just have their own they do on a regular basis, and they get, like, a billion people to show up. And they'll have guests.
Yeah.
They have guests. Yes, indeed.
So try not to let this invade your sense of solitude and peace and happiness. Because I see it could potentially do that. But just don't worry. I feel you're well protected. You've got angels upon angels, really. You do. So
awesome.
Don't worry. Yeah.
That's good that
you
do.
Feel
I, mean, I believe she does because she's been...
Well, she's very spiritual.
And she's been at this for a while. And I think if things really looked gloomy and stuff, she would have bailed out of this a long time ago.
And I just had a flash of intuition for you. The guy, the unfortunate one in the story, that you're telling, you're speaking for him. He doesn't have a voice anymore. And I feel that he is with you, because think of it.
Why doesn't he have a voice anymore?
Because he's dead.
Oh, that. Actually, I watch a lot of those. I mean, they're documentaries. They're not bull crap. They're not the reality. They're real shows. And a lot of these guys, people do that. It's like, only us living can be the voice of those that have passed. We have to, the cold case and stuff like that. Like, we got to be their voice, you know?
No, I totally agree with that because, even when I first started and I went to the gas station, literally three different people right in a row had his name. And, they made it a point to, let's just say his name was Steve. It'd be like, Steve. Like, it was like, I can feel that energy around me. And so, during the day, I'll say things like, man, your mom was, I kind of act like he's just standing here with me, kind of talking to him. But I do agree with that. Yes. Thank you.
Well, and if you are, champion the deceased cause, they kind of are there with you.
Yeah.
Maybe, and it depends on what you believe as far as what that goes, what you believe.
You know, we could channel him in a mediumship reading next time you call, if you'd like.
Oh.
Contact him and see what he'd like to say. Oh, a lot of times they're very chatty from the afterlife.
You want to be very early on that
because if
Deborah recently had a procedure, she has to really be on top of her game. If your teeth got yanked or something, you probably wouldn't be doing a channeling that day.
Yeah. I think I have a feeling. Something just says, I got a hunch. This guy's going to have a lot to
say. She's having
a pretty
big, bright day today, so she probably could have done it today.
Well.
You are. Yeah. I mean, yesterday was because of the teeth thing, you had a rough day. Today is a little better. You know, it is what it is. All right, let's do this.
Tuesday is D-Day.
Tuesday is her D-Day. Tenth day almost. What a coincidence. Uh-huh. All right, subject of your Angel of Abundance, Oracle card, is take a divinely guided chance. All positive change and successful ventures involve a degree of risk, which that's even business-wise, that is a fact. And you are ready to follow your divine guidance to two new territories. As you leave behind that which is comfortable and familiar but no longer appropriate for you, you make room for new and more meaningful opportunities. So you're worried about this new next stage in your life and all the risks that are involved, but all ventures involve risk.
Yeah.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained, right?
And you're able to take comfortable steps at this point.
And you have a lot more control than a lot of people do of that risk because – you have insights, so that a lot of people don't have that.
You were led to ventures. She was led to do that.
Well, obviously, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. So she kind of already has all the insights she needs. She just needs to maybe let the divine take over. You're worried part of it. Don't worry so much.
There you go.
Let it be. Let it be.
Thank you very much.
Let it be.
No Beatles songs.
Let it be.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be. All right. Yeah, I stopped coming in. Nobody wants to hear that anymore.
All right, Leland.
So it is what it is.
We love talking to you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we look forward to hearing from you again.
All right. We'll be looking for you.
Word up on that, dog. Enjoy your snow.
Yeah.
I had to say that before she could comment. Not make it funny because I love snow and I miss it. So.
Go to California, Jim.
No, that's crap. You got to go in the mountains.
Some places have had 8 feet already.
That's in the mountains.
Well, there's
places in Colorado that get it on a regular basis, but it's just not the same down there. There are mountains in Colorado where it's always boom. That's the way it is.
Yeah, you can see it when you're even out there in non-snow months.
When you start getting above the timber line and stuff, if you got a good view and you can definitely see the snow and the shimmer and those predations. It's very beautiful. Alrighty. We're going to rock on over. Let's see who's next on my list. There it is. 203. Welcome, 203, Connecticut.
Hello.
It is Pat.
It's Pat and Chance.
Yes, it is. Just want to make sure. We have another person from 203 that hasn't called for a while, but was a regular caller.
Yeah, that's right.
So I always get mixed up because I don't memorize numbers. Oh, God help me if I could. But all right, welcome. What's going on?
You want to talk to Chance?
Oh, yes.
I love talking to my furry friend.
Yeah.
Always.
Yes, we loved him.
What's up? Hey, Chance, what's going on?
He's
hey, buddy.
Very tired today. And lately standing in the middle of the room looking, and it could be that he hears mice, or it could be he's kind of zoning out.
And we don't know. We've had a lot of dogs that got up there in age, but not like, oh my God, age. But yeah, sometimes they stand there and you don't know what they're thinking. And they're obviously thinking of something where they wouldn't just stand there. They're there. I don't think they're zoning out. I think they're like lost in some kind of weird thought.
And you know what's funny? We had
doggy daydreams.
Whenever a home around my home was taken down, or I guess, yeah, taken down to build a new home.
Oh.
There would be mice that would find their way in.
Oh, all sorts of, then all the roaches, a lot of stuff.
Dogs would lay there and just watch these little mice go running across the carpet.
Mm.
It was like, man, I'm not gonna bother with you. Hmm?
Chance,
yes,
Chance hears them. I know that.
Chance what?
He hears them. I know that.
Oh, yes. And it's like they don't have that cat instinct.
No.
That they must hunt to kill them. Like a cat says, I have to kill that or my life will have no meaning. Where a dog's like,
yeah.
Look at that thing. Well, that's pretty cool. Look at that thing running around. I'd chase it, but I'm tired. You know?
Right.
If a puppy would be like, oh, I'm going to go chase it because I'm a puppy. Older dog is like, I just laid down. I'm not chasing that damn thing. You know? Yes.
Okay. All right, Pat, what brings you to the show?
What shall we discuss, my dear?
Let's see. Well, I don't know. You want to just do a general reading? Or you want to talk about men? Or, yeah, something positive.
What do you want to talk
about?
Yeah, baby. Men or other more important concerns than men? Let's put it that way. What's more?
I don't think I want to deal with important concerns. They're all too upsetting. Let's talk about that man that I met in the parking lot at the food store. You said he wants. Is he worthwhile?
There you go. That's a legitimate question. Is this
and
somebody?
Did he ask you for a date? Or
she mentioned that. I don't remember the specifics. I don't think it was a date.
No, it was just a quick talking about. What were we talking about?
She told us something.
Some famous person. I don't know.
She told us about this before, right?
No.
Yeah.
Work?
Yeah, God, I forget.
Is he working
memory.
In the market, or what's the story?
He does some kind of, you know, working at home. You know, he's like a mess, looks like a painter or a construction guy. Not all interested in image, which is okay with me.
Would you know how to contact him? Or
I get what she's saying.
No. I mean, just running into him at that store again.
Oh,
and
okay.
You know, I don't need to find him. I'm just you
curious,
had brought
right?
him up, so I was just wondering what the energy was that you picked up on him.
That's cool. So she's not on this endeavor of dedicating her life to find him. She's just kind of curious if that had a significant encounter, or was that just a thing? That's a good question.
You know, it's
because you never know. You meet a lot of people like, ooh, then you never see him again. You're like, oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, but then there are other times. People just come right into your life, and the next thing you know, you're clicking, and it says you knew each other forever.
Yeah, we clicked when we talked. He's intelligent. He doesn't, you know, his career is not his education. I think he went to Yale or something, but he's very down to earth doing, like, construction stuff.
Well, let's see. I think he would love to run into you again. There's serendipity on this. And that's what I know you hate.
I got new glasses. I can't.
That word.
I got new glasses. I can't throw them. I should have kept the old ones so I could throw them. Not too late.
That's okay. I love
threw them away. So.
What was the other word you don't like? Synchrony?
No, I think that was the only one, really.
Providence.
Providence. Okay. Providence. Well, yeah, I think that he is hoping that he'll run into you because there you are. There's the Nine of Hearts, which is telling us the answer. And then we've got serendipity around it. And
but what about him, Deborah?
What about him?
Is he a jerk or is he
interesting?
No. Is he? Okay.
I think he's very industrious. It seems he's got a male partner that he works with. And they have quite a nice little business going. No, actually, he's figuring it prominently as a, well, it's a club I'm seeing. And sometimes people have a duality.
Yeah.
Like, this card reading method couldn't be complicated enough. We have to throw in some duality, too.
Yeah, you know, not all dualities are ominous and scary.
No, but it's...
Some are, but not all.
Yeah, and he has a great mind for creating or taking ideas. He takes them and he creates reality with them, but the partner he's got, he's the one that knows how to make money from it.
Mm.
Where the guy, and I think you are exactly right. He's well educated, but you know, some people go all the way through their time at university and they come out and they think, I don't want to do this work.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend who she went to become an elementary school teacher, and by the time she graduated, she didn't like children anymore, and she said, "I want to stick me in the first grade." She said, "I don't want to do this." So it can be an eye-opening experience, and for him, especially if it was one of those big like Ivy League schools.
That's where he was.
That throw seemed to other people like, wow, he's throwing away what could have been a multi-million dollar career.
No.
Some people don't care.
They just want to get up and enjoy what they do. And
exactly.
Who gives a rat's ass about making millions?
Some people would feel like that would be a prison sentence to do that. And depending on what you believe in, let's just say you have one life to live. Well, then you got to do what you got to do because you don't get a second shot.
Well, and he's a creator. So I wouldn't be surprised if he dabbles in the kind of painting that you do on the side. You know, he does something rather creatively. Yeah. So there's serendipity on this. You know what? And it's the time you don't feel like you look your best.
Yeah, I got you.
That's when things happen.
She's taking shots at me, Pat. She's letting me have it.
Oh, man. I know. I will too, Jimbo. But I tell you, the last time I saw him, I looked terrible. So, and he talked to me, so it was okay.
You know what? That was endearing to him. Because if you're all done up, you know, where's the real person? I met one of my most favorite actors from NCIS, that TV show that's been playing for like 20 years. He played a real grouch on the show. But we were at the same, it was a show, like an expo, and he was selling autographs for $20, and I had a booth where I was doing readings. Anyway, when I was looking good, he wasn't at his table. Finally, we're breaking down our stall that we had, our booth.
Are you sure it was NCIS? It wasn't JAG?
Oh, it was JAG. I'm sorry,
Similar shows, though. Yeah. One kind of spun off a little bit from the other.
Yes, it did.
Yep, so you were right.
I spilled coffee on the front of my shirt. We're just taking things apart. I've got a great big safety pin, like, in my shirt. My hair was... No makeup, hair wasn't done, and he's at his table. And Daryl said, late husband said, it's now or never. You either walk over there on your own or I'm dragging you there.
Oh.
Well, I walked over, and the man was so charming and so nice. And we took pictures, and excuse me, and he spent 45 minutes talking with me. And I was going, he was in the big movie with Brad Pitt called World War Z about zombies. Okay. If any of you have seen it.
I love it.
He was the Navy skipper of that aircraft carrier.
Yep. I love that movie. God damn it.
You loved it?
I did. I like those movies that, not CGI Marvel movies. I like those movies that are just crazy stuff that nobody really.
I think those zombies were CGI.
Oh, they had to been because they had 4 billion. But I mean, I just liked it because it's like, you know, we don't need to win Academy Awards. They didn't make it for awards. They made it for fun.
And if Brad Pitt.
And damn it.
He produced that for his children,
he did it for fun.
And there's going to be another one. So anyway, my point in bringing this up is that's how I ended up meeting this man. And he was absolutely darling to me. I got great pictures from him. And, it was just I got my desire to meet the man. And it had to be on the day I looked my absolute worst. So there you go.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, that guy sits and signs autographs. He's seen that they're best that are not.
What, like bitches? Or
you know, come on, you know, when you're fit. But anyway, back to Pat. Let's get back to Pat.
Yeah. You know, Pat, there's a husband coming for you. But it's going to come when you feel the darkest. The gloomiest.
Oh no, no.
Here's the thing.
That's good and bad though. You hate to know that you're going to find a period where they're dark and gloomy. But can you imagine like a freaking I don't want to say savior, but some kind of knight in shiny armor type person.
Oh, well, I have no pride in saying that I want that. But Deborah, is things going to get worse?
Well, I meant in terms of your mood. You know, get up some days and you're there.
Yeah, she didn't mean you're about to get, like, evicted and kicked out of the curb. You're going to be a double amputee or anything. She just meant you're going to get moody and pissed off at life.
I swear, I think that God is part comedian. Because for the longest time, I used to say, like, pray, God, why don't I ever receive from you? And I was, like, weeping and wailing in prayer a long time ago. And it was like he looked down and said, you know what, Deb, I have kind of ignored you for a while. So you know what? I'm going to bring you some excitement. How about that? Some great excitement. And it turned out to be the roller coaster of my life. It wasn't all good. But he said, you feel bored? You think your life is empty? Here you go. And
was it your husband?
Like, what?
Was it your husband that he brought?
Oh, no, this was way before that. He brought me this guy who was, you know, like not a good guy and another guy that was not a good guy. And I went through periods of poverty. I mean, just it's a story. It's a big story.
Yeah.
Up, down, and sideways. And mostly sideways. But that's why I felt, okay, you ask for God to do something for you, you never know what you're going to get.
It's like those old movie tales when they get the three wishes, and it ends up they wish they never had the three wishes. Things backfired on them. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Careful what you wish for.
I have to say, Deborah, every time you talk about being in the military, you must have been one hot ticket and had a lot of fun, I'm guessing.
I did.
She was to them, she was a MILF.
What
you were a MILF. She
mothers,
was,
I'd like to.
The bottom line is she's going to basic training with the average age is about 19.
Wait a minute. No, when I went down.
Basic training, actual boot camp, basic training boot camp. The average age is about 19, 20.
And I was about 30.
So to them,
to
them, she's like a mother figure.
That was the hardest learning experience of my life.
Oh, yes.
You know, those young girls had more guts and everything than I did. The first time I kind of stepped out in the world, and there were moments I really didn't think I would. Here's the thing, though. You can't quit, because if you go to, you know, quit the military, you're staying till your company graduates.
Well, you have to live with that for the rest of your life when you quit something.
But Jim and the others back home had been taking bets or making.
No, there was no bets. We all agreed.
She's not.
There was nobody
it.
That was betting on her side that knew her.
Oh.
We were just like, eventually we'll just be ready. Eventually she's going to drop out. We'll go pick her up.
Because I was a pretty girl.
Well, she couldn't handle, I can't comb a dog. The hair makes me want to gag. You're going in the army. They're going to throw you in a ditch while it's raining. And you telling me you can't comb a dog right now. Really? Really?
Well, but I'll tell you
But she did it. So, hey, we're all wrong. It goes just to show you, man.
Yes.
I was the first in my whole company. If anybody out there shoots, we used M16s. It was the first to group in zero in my entire company. And that's where you get all the shots, like, real close.
In an area where they want it.
On a
in an area where they want it, yeah, from different distances and different positions.
So I got to be the first in the company to throw a live grenade.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's exciting.
Well, it was.
Can I ask you another,
go ahead.
Can I ask you another quick question, just your intuition? I buy, I see this guy at the farmer's market. I'm buying tinctures from him. Ashwagandha is helping me. He knows a lot of herbs. I'm buying stuff from, for Chance and I, Boswellia. And he's brilliant. And I I'm coming in with, you know, lots of questions because I do research. He looks at me, Deborah, like I'm a freak. And
wow.
I don't know. Is he looking at me surprised because I'm an old lady and, you know, into this stuff, or is it just his odd personality? But every time I want to say, what's wrong? Why are you looking at me like that? And I'm not, you know, I'm not paranoid. It's sort of amusing, but I'd like to know, what is it?
Do you see anything there?
You know,
I'm sorry,
it's
go ahead.
It's hard to deal with young people. You know, you have to kind of get back in the groove and start talking to them and realize they enjoy talking to you, most of them. But he looks at me like I'm a freak.
Yeah, but you have to admit, first of all, you look young for your age.
You do. And
Deb and Pat, they both look young for their age. You wouldn't be able to look at them and say, here's your age, and be right. Those people that go like, those people at the circus and carnivals, I could guess your age and your weight within a certain range. They'd lose on you guys. But
well,
anyway.
Yes, and you're quite beautiful, Pat.
And that could be why you get maybe the look is like, what? And then you have intelligence like, wait a second, what's going on here? You know, that type of thing.
Yeah, I was going to call you or text you, message you. And today I was on a roll. This morning I got up and it's just been a really great day.
Yeah, she's been rocking and rolling. Hey, Pat,
yeah, get her card out.
Well, not only that, actually, hang on. I know you do a lot of research on this because of Chance. If you have any information, because we don't need it now, but it's going to be coming because we have all retrievers. If you have any information on good, safe, herbal things for dogs with joint problems, share them with us.
Because it gives?
We have all golden retrievers except one, and it's going to happen eventually.
Are you getting my emails, Deborah? I sent you one or two emails. That's easiest for me to write information. Can you get those from me?
And is that
I can.
Which email address? So you guys know what it is, right?
Deborah.
It's me.n.beau. That's me. And I sent you a couple. And that's easiest for me. I can send you links, and I can tell you right now.
Email's the best.
Absolutely.
Yeah, email's the best. Because I buy a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
We've had a lot of dogs that have since come and gone that have passed that had a lot of joint issues, and we had things we were using, and I didn't see that it helped, but maybe it did. Maybe they would have been worse. You don't know.
Like the tea tree? No.
There was different, you know, like the same stuff we take, a lot of them, the glucosamine, chondroitin, and stuff like that, but there's a lot of stuff, apparently.
A lot of vets are saying nowadays glucosamine doesn't work, and it's, you know,
Some people, some vets say, yeah, it does. Other people say, well, when they did the testing, they came to this conclusion, but that was years ago. So glucosamine and chondroitin, I don't necessarily go after for helping dogs. But also, I'll ask you what you feed your dogs, because I'm chances getting better in some ways, and I'm wondering if it's the dog food that I give them. I also cook, which makes a difference, but I'm always trying to get the best kibble. Anyway, I know you guys got to go, but I will definitely, you know, I'll email you. And Jimbo, you know, tell me what you feed your dogs, because that really makes a difference.
I'll tell you right now, we don't spare an expense, and it hurts the wallet, but we buy the best blue buffalo that's out there, and it's done really good for all of our dogs. We've been doing it for so many years.
The canned and the dry.
And Gibbs is on the elderly one right now for the tummy, but it doesn't do anything for joints and stuff like that. And they seem to be very healthy. I mean, Gibbs, he's up like eight, 9 years old, and he's not showing any signs of any problems. But
do you give them any human food?
A little bit.
Only as tiny little treats. No, not on a regular basis where it's anything, but it's just tiny snacks.
I think my belief is that it's important. All my dogs I've rescued and came really compromised. One was absolutely starved. And they've all done really well, and I'm pretty convinced it's because I give them sort of half and half. I give them human food every day. And even Chance, after I had him for 2 years, all of a sudden he bulked up out of the blue. And by then he was four, and it was a surprise. And I thought, it's got to be the food that somehow, you know, changed his constitution.
Actually, I do have to re-clarify that. We do give them lots of human food because I dehydrate a lot of stuff. I dehydrate apples and sweet potatoes and bananas.
That's great.
So they have a ton of those dehydrated treats and bags we give them all the time. And they love them. I love them.
That's great.
Go ahead.
Do you have farmers markets around you?
Oh yeah, we have a million.
I get something for Chance. I give him about a tablespoon once or twice a day of ground up everything, bone, organs, heart, blah blah blah, beef, and then chicken. And I think that, you know, I can't get into raw food, but I give him a tablespoon of this stuff, and I think it's good because they need organ meats. They need the organs. They need all kinds of stuff, but organs is good for them, whether it's kidneys or hearts or chicken liver.
Remember that, Deb?
And you know what? Jimbo. Jimbo,
go ahead.
When I was dog sitting, I bought a bunch of calves liver, boiled it up because I had space to cook in this house, boiled it up, not completely, and then sliced it real thin, put it in the oven, just like you do, you dehydrate. I cooked it for like 2 hours at 200, so they just totally dried up, and they're snacks, but it's liver.
Wow.
And, you know, a lot of times we get turkey and stuff. There was a time many years ago, none of these dogs here were with us. It was a different set of pack, different pack. That I actually, for many, 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 like a year or two, I had them on the raw diet. And I went out to Farm Fresh. God bless Farm Fresh. They had beef kidneys, beef livers, beef hearts.
Right.
They had all that stuff. And I ran it through a grinder and made big, giant batches. And those dogs were happier than pigs and poop, you know.
Yeah, they were.
Yep.
They loved that stuff. It was a lot of work.
Yeah. It's a lot
really
of work. Good for them.
If it was one dog, it would have been one thing, but I was feeding like four, it was like six if you count the dogs between the both of us. So I had to make like giant batches. So me and that grinder were going, it's an electric grinder in the way you do it with a hand grinder. But yeah, they love that stuff with the kidneys and the hearts and
Yeah.
Right, you're right.
A lot of work.
Because you're right, because if you turn the clock back to when they were in the woods, they would feed on the organs. That was their thing. Yep.
Yep. And the blood.
That's what it was. All right, my dear.
All right, I'll talk to you guys.
Thank you so much.
I'll be in touch, Pat.
Stand by.
Yeah.
We have to set up a private 101, one-on-one.
Okay.
101 was like a school. But anyway, all right, the subject is for you. This is interesting because it has nothing to do with what we're talking about, moonlighting.
Huh.
You can start, working on your dream career part-time while keeping your other job to pay the bills. Soon, your dream career will take flight and fully support you.
I'm painting right now for the first time in a long time.
Well, I think that card says do not stop doing that. Even, you know what, the big picture is when you look at some philosophy. Even if it doesn't take off to support you, if it puts your mind at ease, if it puts your soul at ease, then it is supporting you.
Absolutely. Yep.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to put you in a mansion, but if it makes you function and be happy to be alive and go on, then it is doing what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. A big help, yeah. I'll send you an image, Deborah, of the painting that I'm working on.
Please,
keep
talking.
I got to nail somebody here.
Yeah.
Thank
please.
You, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank
Have
you.
A good night. Thank you.
Yep. Say bye-bye or night-night to
bye-bye.
Your little pal there. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Go on. She's such a great,
oh,
intelligent
boy.
Woman.
What's going on? You know what?
What happened, more?
Well, I put a
okay.
camera down. Putting her down. No, we got some people here that want one.
All right. So, what should we talk about?
Well, first of all, talk about it's a little update for the Lisa folks.
Lisa.
She was here, and then she had
she
to go.
Was
we
here,
probably know why she had to go, probably.
She was going out
hopping.
With a female friend of hers.
Well, we knew 24 hours ago. We don't know if that changed, but as far as we know, she was going out with a girlfriend or two to have some friend time.
Yeah, but I don't know how you're going to meet. Well, she wanted to meet men.
Yeah, I don't think that particular thing.
I
don't think that event was meant to meet men. I think that was just to.
If I was there, I'd be saying to her, order virgin drinks, get a Shirley Temple. But we need to go to a bar because I'm going to have drinks there and we will meet men.
All right. Somebody's got some kind of stuff going on. I don't like. Look at this.
What is it?
I can't get that menu to come up. I blocked them, but see, watch. When I push that, I can get a menu. This one person.
You can't get rid of them?
Oh, then Facebook did that. Get rid of them. All right, we're good. Anyway, let me try it again. They're doing something. You know what, scammers? Stick your head up your butt, you scam people out there. Really, what are you doing? Really? If you're that good at what your business you do, you got to come in and do that crap, that means you suck. It does. Sorry. All right, let's open that door. Facebookers, right now. Oh, and your national, Suzanne from the UK.
She
was kind of slipped in here quietly,
yeah.
And I didn't catch her. First person to either
he plays this game.
Audio or video, Deborah Lee, or to type a question. But I'll give 20 seconds for that, and then I'll take the first typed question. And we welcome, Lily said trolls to... Yeah, this is crap because this person that did this, I banned and blocked them, so they're not going to do anything else. But the menu for their inbox comment, it won't come up, so they did something. They did something. We're doing great, Suzanne. We're glad Suzanne's here all the time.
Yes, thank you.
She is a faithful. And Cho had to say goodbye. You're really into the reading.
Oh, good night.
He's long gone.
Oh, well.
He's long gone. Well, but you were like really into one of the folks, and I couldn't interrupt you. That's what I'm saying.
I really like that guy. He's good.
Yeah, he's cool. He's good. He's gonna work.
Such an awesome.
And were you doing
beer.
Great, Suzanne? Somebody type us a question because they're obviously not gonna messenger.
No.
Type away. And I'll tell you who I'm not gonna take one from is Brenda.
Right.
Brenda first came in asking for questions, and now she asked somebody to inbox me. So double fingers to you, Brenda. Yeah. She had a psychic thing on her profile. I shut that down so she can't do anything in here.
Did
but
you go to her?
I did. I shut it down.
Where she...
Yep.
Okay.
I have XX. My question is about my health, as I haven't been well for ages. And then the X, I have... What is
I don't know what you're saying.
We don't know what the double X is. Is this some kind of porn movie? Not triple X, but not single X? I mean...
So it's a little bit dirty.
Yeah, I mean, don't type X's. Don't do it.
I don't know. Are those hugs? Kisses?
Oh, that's right. Those
circles.
Are kisses, right?
I don't know.
In the old
circle.
World of writing letters?
X's
hugs? It wasn't in our day, though.
No, what was it?
X's were kisses and the zeros were hugs when you wrote the old paper letters. But you might not have been around then. I don't think you're as old as us. XXOO, XX were kisses and O's were hugs, remember? Don't say you don't remember because you used to do it.
I just said yes.
Okay, you're nodding like,
I don't remember.
This guy. You're nodding like, this guy's fucking crazy. I'm just going to nod my head. You know, disagree with him so he doesn't cry. A kiss each and a hug to you both. Well, thank you so much.
Aww.
Oh, really? It says XX is hugged. I don't know. I guess you guys.
Things change.
Things change. It wasn't back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I can tell you that there.
And look at, we don't use he and she anymore. It's them or their. To me, that isn't kosher when it comes to learning, you know, the ins and outs of English. And when, suppose they do it in other languages. But, yeah, because not everybody. What is this non-binary thing?
We don't have a question.
No.
Lisa. Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. All right.
Welcome, Lisa.
Oh, you know what? I'm
going
to have to do this
story.
I'm going to have to do this story.
It could be a fun dial. We could be fine with her.
Lisa. Hello.
Maybe we should
hello. How are you?
We are here.
I'm here.
Hi.
We're in the truck together right now, and it's kind of windy. Tell me what's
who's
going
we?
On on the car, Deb.
Okay.
Me and we? You know who.
Who?
D.
Why aren't you out with your I thought you were going out with your friends tonight.
No, that's Wednesday night. I went out this morning.
Ow. So is he there with you?
She said yes.
Yes.
Listening?
Well, she can't hear what she's saying, but...
No, I'm out of the truck.
Oh. Thank you. All right, how's it going? What are you guys doing
today? What were you doing? Where are you? What was going on?
Oh, we're having dinner. We're just going to go to the house and pick up some stuff really fast.
Has it been a nice, warm, loving time?
Yeah,
between
it's been good. Very good, yeah.
Okay, a lot of physical affection or, you know, just trying to find out where you're at.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been very nice.
All right, well, let's take a look, see what the cards have to say.
All right.
So I did some research through the Mayo Clinic earlier today. And I did find out some interesting things about regarding like prostate surgery and that kind of thing. We could talk about it at another time when you are.
Yes, another time. Thank you.
Yeah, but
that's a lot of assumptions.
There was a lot to learn.
There is, assuming that these things actually happen, too.
They have a lot of different. They had a different case studies and things. That was very interesting. And Mayo Clinic, I don't think any of us are going to laugh at that. Or the other one, Harvard Medical School.
Not going to laugh at it, but you don't know if these things apply to what happened.
Well, that's why she couldn't remember the words. But next time we talk, I'll ask her. If
next time.
I'm laying them out. Well, he's having a wonderful, time with you. Right now.
What about?
I want to know how he's feeling. He's feeling very, they're great cards. Happy, in a very lighthearted state of mind. Is that correct for you guys?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And really just enjoying your company very much.
Okay. Well, I guess it just is what it is then.
Well, Lisa, one thing is I see that with very soon. Now, the three clubs of the card mean an event is coming at you. It can mean 3 hours. It can mean 3 days, it's a series of threes.
Could be 3 seconds.
I don't think so. That's way too fast, I think.
Depends. If it's a quickie, it could be 3 seconds.
True, yeah. What I've got here is that you two are going to engage in a very meaningful conversation coming very soon.
Long overdue.
And he's going to want to discuss about the future between the two of you. Okay.
Oh, yay.
Does that necessarily mean it's going to be exactly what she wants to hear?
Well, it's going to involve long-term relationship, and it's got the union card. So let's not see it necessarily as matrimony going down the aisle, but it's like wanting to make a commitment regarding the future.
Yay!
And,
Deb, I'm going to have to cut it short because he's in the truck, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Thank you. You're the goddess of thank you. Thank you. And
oh,
you
happy trails and
thank
unicorns
you. Thank
rainbows.
You. We will talk to you soon.
Yep.
Take care.
Yeah, thank you. Love you
Hugs
both.
Kisses. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we were wrong.
Were we wrong?
About a girlfriend. The girlfriend.
Who was?
No, she's heading. I'm going to put this out there just because she has allowed us to be public with her life. The way things are going, right now it's almost like they're in a honeymoon period. And I've seen that happen a lot in my own years of doing this after, say, some domestic violence, or it could be emotional abuse, that kind of thing. I've seen that they will enter a period of everything is wonderful. We're back together and we're happy. And it's like, well, let's just hit the delete key on all of that. So you're basically just shoving it under the rug.
And that's very common for dysfunctional relationships, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it quite common? Like, you know what? Oh, well, that's all in the past. This is great right now. Let's forget about those other thousand things that we had issues with. But they're going to come back. They will come back.
And it's going to come back. I saw it where this is just a very brief, sunny period they're going through, but it's going to roll right back down that road.
Eventually they're going to have the conversation. You drink this pop out of a bottle. Holy crap.
I don't know if they call it pop over in the
UK. Well,
what?
I don't care what the hell
you're in Canada.
Well, I don't give a shit. Bottom line is where we're from, it's called soda. Sometimes places in Boston, they call them tonics, at least back in the 80s.
On the East Coast, they say, would you like a Coke? But it doesn't necessarily.
And there's a lot
Coke.
Of places that,
yeah.
And then they would say, what kind? Yeah, you're right. It's all there. Bottom line is this carbonated shit in the bottle, wow. Oh, I did not put her on mute. My bad. That's Chance is still but on the whole time. Well, it's no big deal. She would listen anyway. And she would hear us on the show anyway.
Did you know if you take that soda and you pour it in the toilet, it will clean your toilet?
No, I think that's the old school Coke that's not diet.
Oh.
The real, and I think maybe, and that was back in the 70s and 80s, and I think they changed some of the ingredients where it would, like, eat up a nail. They say you put a nail in there and that thing would be like disintegrated.
Or a penny.
Yeah, stuff like that. I think that was back in the 70s. And there was a lot of stuff in there that, imagine that, 60s, 70s, that ended up not being really good for the human body that they changed.
And now they've got, what is it, aspirin that's in the diet?
You say now. Actually, that was, I think, a long time ago when they went away from it. People wouldn't drink the Diet Coke because of that.
Everything, life is bad for us.
It is. All right, Suzanne in the UK.
In the UK.
She's wondering about her health because she has not been well for ages.
Okay. I wonder if she's, have you been seeing doctors? And
yeah, let us know if she does the card. It's not her first reading.
Do you already have a diagnosis or, because remember, I don't have the credentials where I can give you proper medical assessment.
It is our disclaimer. We are not doctors, and everything we say, you can't sue us later if you have a kidney growing on your forehead or something weird. We're not that.
Where do you get this stuff?
I mean, shit happens, right? So, all right. Anyway, and you all sent us Dave. She's here so much all the time, around the clock, basically. The floor. She says she never gets a reading or question. You get them once in a while. Don't make us feel like heathens, but now you're on the floor.
Yeah.
If you don't respond, then shame on you. But it's late, so, I mean, you know what, Deb will, even if we don't hear from you, Deb will do the reading. the shows get posted forever. You can get up
is
tomorrow.
She leaving? No, because it's
I just
late.
Haven't heard from her.
Oh, okay.
I just haven't heard from her. But if, and she'll be back. We see Suzanne all the time.
Oh, did she just say dismissively?
I've always watched live. I never get a reading question that I asked tonight or blah, 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 whatever. You asked a question. I didn't see it before we got a call. Sorry. And I said we'd go back. And we did.
Did you know if you click on her name, it will enable you to send her a private message?
Yep, I know that. I don't want to do that.
You don't want to let her know that
no,
we're
because
her reading?
She'll reply to it, and it'll go to the automatic. Hey, we can't edit it.
No, it goes to the Psychic Love Doctor Show email.
She'll see it when we post it.
You know, and I'm no expert on this, but I've seen it. Sometimes I think that a lot of emotional issues manifest into physical pain.
Well, that's
and
a fact.
It, is it?
It's actually a fact nowadays.
Well, that's what I'm picking
100%.
Up here. That, yeah.
Yeah. Doctors even ask you, are you under some stress when you come in with problems? Anything going on in your lives?
If she were here, I would be saying to her, Suzanne, there's something that you wanted to make happen for your life that has simply not come about or become reality the way you wanted it to. And I do feel a lot of what's going on with her has come from this distress, you know, of, well, there's a part of her that is like, why is everybody else happy and I'm not? Why is everybody else successful and not? And it's not for lack of knocking on doors, but I think she's trying for things that simply are not meant to be. So, did she come back? Okay.
Keep on talking, Deb. Do what you do.
Why?
Because I'm a little busy right now. I'm doing my thing.
If you're talking to her, though, I'd like her to know.
I might. I have not yet, but...
I don't have a need to know. Right?
No, no, you don't have a need to know. I'm just, it's not that big of a deal where it helps what you're doing. That's all.
Well...
Trust me.
If she has been doing the circuit with doctors and different practitioners, she needs to find one that really, bonds with her problem. She says she hasn't felt well in a very long time. I can see that. And I got to tell you all, if any of you do like a lot of drugging or overeating or, you know, anything that can be under the umbrella of addiction, good things aren't going to happen from that. You're going to feel sick a lot. Drinking, I don't know if I mentioned that. So, there's a lot of compensation here, I think, for things that they'd like to feel complete, you know, and have this great feeling about herself.
It never gave me any options when I went there to message her. So.
Okay.
I did try. When she comes back, if she doesn't know that we post it, we'll remind her when we see her the next time.
Yeah. So anyway, a lot of this seems to also come from men. What would you call it? I'm trying to think of the word regarding men.
Penises?
Like she goes after the wrong kind.
Oh, she chooses the bad boys?
It could be because they're good. There's good guys here, but they're not. You know, and that's the thing. They're not interesting to a lot of us. I went through that whole phase because a bad boy is a challenge. And the more narcissistic they are, it sets our hair on fire. It's stupid, but it does.
Gosh, wait, she's here.
Hmm.
All right, Suzanne, have you been listening to your reading? If you have... Let us know. And if you haven't, Deb can give you like a quick little one-second summary.
What I see as being part of the path toward happiness, wellness, all of that is once real love comes into Suzanne's life.
Yeah, all the stuff you heard, if you stepped away, this is all for you, your reading.
Yeah.
So if you have any kind of input, now there's about a 20-30 second delay on Facebook. You never know. They're international. It could be longer where they are. By the time we talk, by the time they get it on their computer.
True.
Yeah.
And the thing is, run your own race. Don't compare yourself to others. Everybody's on a different timeline.
Yeah.
You know.
And like I said, this was the beginning question was about her health.
Yeah.
She hasn't been not well for a long time, and Deb saw a lot of emotional and other outside physical world stressors, which those are real.
Yes,
they
doctor,
really,
you are correct.
I'm not even a doctor, but I mean, even your own doctor will say, hey, like if you have first time I ever had high blood, they always ask you all these things about, they get a lot of problems in your life, non-physical things to make sure that's not causing your high blood
your
pressure.
Your blood pressure problem is hereditary.
Yeah, mine is, apparently. Yeah, mine is under control with medicine and stuff like that.
But look at the people in your family
mm-hmm.
that have bought the farm with blood pressure
I don't
issues.
Know any.
Does anybody else want a reading? Because I can't stay here all night.
No, we're never. Thank you, Suzanne.
Yes. Things are going to get better, Suzanne. It's partly your own mindset. Be determined. You're going to beat this thing.
Yeah. And if you missed part of it or whatever, we post every single show. And it becomes available. It depends. Less than 30 minutes. Sometimes it's 2 minutes. Sometimes it's 10 minutes. But you can watch it if you had to step away or weren't paying attention because you didn't know it was your reading. Watch it. It's all good. All right, folks. I will. It'll be a good discussion. Remember, I can't remember where he's really from. Remember? His name is Aloha Jay on here.
Yeah.
Hey, well, he was here and we were talking a little bit. He really wasn't looking for reading. He was just saying hi. And he said, I didn't have any questions, just enjoying the day after my last employment day. And I said, ooh, that sounds nice. I said, new job coming? He says, one of his friends told him to apply to a company who's been looking for a purchaser. Thanks for asking. So
probably. Well,
remember,
did you click his name?
He's here.
Oh, he is. Oh, my gosh, he's here.
Yeah, let's get one. You know what? That's a big deal.
Yeah.
All right. And then we have Laura, too.
Okay.
We'll see what Jay's got to say. Laura gave me her question. So if Jay's just hanging out, doesn't want to talk or call. He's called us before. So, and maybe if he doesn't want to, we understand. He's calling us. He's watching live. Yep, we got that. Let's go to Laura real quick. She wants to know if her settlement looks like it's coming soon. That's Laura from
I'm glad you do.
And it's very important, right?
The more you keep asking the same question, this is for everybody, the more I'm able to manifest with you.
Well, when you've had things going on, you've asked it like 4 billion times, haven't you?
Well, I tend to get neurotic at night over a problem.
Billions and
that
billions.
I have to end.
Like Carl Sagan. Sagan.
Sagan.
Sagan,
yeah.
Billions and billions.
That I tend to have to end on a positive note. And if the cards just aren't going to give it to me, I become neurotic with it. So here's for Laura. I'm glad you're asking this.
That's a good question. And, you know, folks, this could happen to you.
What could?
After you go through her card reading course stuff and you start doing readings for yourself.
That's what, yeah.
You could stay up nights, just keep doing the cards over and over.
Well,
and over.
In the beginning, you do that to start establishing a connection.
And it's good practice, period,
with your
right?
Cards. Oh, yeah, I have exercises where you do, like, celebrity readings and readings on your dog or, you know, all different kinds of things to get you practiced.
Jay's going to call in. So after this, we will.
Who is?
Jay is. Aloha, Jay.
Where is he at?
He's here. I think he was.
Geographically.
I thought he was in Canada. At least his area code was in Canada.
Canada.
Forgive me if I'm wrong, Jay. But we're going to find out if he calls, and I'm watching the phone.
Yeah. I see serendipity, Laura, on this for you. And I think, what's the matter?
She said the S word. I'm just kidding.
Providence.
I'm just kidding.
All right.
No, it's, you keep saying it. It's just my thing.
It's Three of Spades is serendipity, and that is a great card. And you've got a, like a celebration that's going to happen over getting the news, over receiving the news that, you know, it's on its way directly to you. Yes.
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 So that's going to put your future in motion. And I know you can't wait. It's been a long time.
Forever.
Five
forever.
Plus years.
Oh, God, it seems like 1,000. I'm sure it does to her even worse. I mean, we say that, but to her, it's got to seem like an eternity.
My God, some divorces drag on like that, which very often.
So she just goes, you think within the next few months, she's kind of thrown out there?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, who was it? The lady, Wendy, that calls us from California.
6 years, April, she says. It will be 6 years this April. But Wendy, you have to go back to Wendy. You're right.
Wendy, fine.
Yep.
It came. She called us. I don't think you were here maybe
that night.
She
might have been, may or may not have been here. That was yesterday,
yeah.
Friday. It was Friday's show.
She said, yep, it's finally on its way to her. And that's not just a settlement. That's her getting approved for the home care that she needs.
Right. And then they're still got to work
on
all
going
the,
after damages.
The details and the back.
Yeah.
That backdating it to when it happened type stuff. Yep. Yeah, Levy's happy. I guess Levy wasn't here, maybe. She said
maybe
she
not, but yeah.
Or she wasn't just given another yay.
And I'm starting to see that your life is going to move and evolve as a result of that money coming to you. It's going to be great. I see the man once you, everything gets,
gee.
Okay. Oh, we know him.
I told you that.
Yeah. Okay.
Why
so
am I
Laura,
here? I don't know my purpose.
You just demand of the universe, well, as much as you can. We don't want to get the universe mad.
Yeah, the universe is the universe. Don't get uppity with the universe.
Yeah, you don't want them because they have a lot of power.
Yeah.
It has a lot of power. But you could say, I am so ready, and I know that it's coming to me, and I am ready. I don't know. But I don't want to say I'm waiting because sometimes the universe will interpret that as, oh, you like to wait, do you? Let's wait some more.
There are cards in here that talk exactly
like that,
but I didn't pull it.
Oh.
And in fact,
for you, Laura.
The Angel of Abundance card is block out distractions. Your life purpose and other priorities need your undivided attention, so it's time for you to take charge of your schedule and working environment by turning off electronics and avoiding anyone or anything that distracts you from your what's important.
Yeah.
You already know what the distractions are, and you have the power to responsibly block them
out. But don't turn off your phone or your computer.
I think it just means other things that aren't counterproductive, but maybe it's making you feel good.
You have such happiness and sense of completeness and all of that good stuff. Just a big sigh for relief.
We're up on that, dog.
It's coming. Yep. And whoever is handling you, if it's an attorney or whoever, you're going to be getting this news real soon. And soon is a relative term.
You're welcome. She thanked us.
All right. But I think you know the time has come. Okay. And Jay.
We're going to 780. Oh, Canada. Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, pretty good. Thanks, Jimbo, for asking and pursuing me to phone in.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Deborah. Hey there.
Yeah.
Catch her up, what you just told me.
All right, tell me.
Well, it's been a good Great Friday. I guess
that's cool.
To start off a little bit. so I actually did a presentation in front of all the people and told them what I did is every time I went to work, there was this one stretch of road. I would say three gratitude statements, and I just told them what they said for that day. Then I told them that, you know, there's a Johnny Cash song that we'll meet again. And I told them, I don't know when, I don't know how, but we'll meet again. And that entire day, there I got a card from all the from the people who signed it, and at the end of the day, there was a person I was working with, and he was lots of fun to work with, and also we had some bouts of, like, disagreements, but what I did is I held his hand, and I shook his hand, and he had it firmly, and I looked into his eyes, says, I forgive you for everything that occurred from when I first started in job to now. And it says, taught me lots of lessons, and I love you. And there's another, the operational supervisor was there, and she was almost crying, and gave the upper supervisor a card, and I gave one of the managers a card, and that's the end of it, and an adventure. So, yeah, there you go.
That sounds like it was a really memorable last day.
But bittersweet.
It's always bittersweet.
Yeah, bittersweet, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been to a lot of retirement stuff, and then a lot of tears are there, but, you know, it's bittersweet. All right, go ahead, sir.
Yes.
No problem. So, yeah, one of my friends said, hey, there's a person who's been looking for a purchaser for a long, long time, and going like, okay, so where's this place? And it's like, oh, it's in a place about maybe 20, 30 minutes away. So, okay. So I'm going like, yeah. So I don't know very much details on it, so my friend told me to phone the person or for my friend tomorrow about it, and yeah, we'll go from there. So I'll just apply and see what happens. That's all I can do. So, but yeah, it's interesting that they came up, and I'm grateful for the universe for responding. So one of my friends who we have this interconnection somehow, I don't know how it is, but he's one of my good buddies, and we have this like, if I think of him and he thinks of me, I phone the other person. So we don't use the like email or some sort of technology to say, you know, to phone the other person. We use the, I guess, the spiritual hotline to do it. So, yeah, but that's where it's at. But, yeah.
I love it.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, right now you're like Bilbo Baggins if you followed the, what were those called, the Hobbits. He was off on a new adventure.
Oh, that was, yeah, there was one. He says, I think I'm ready for another adventure.
Yes.
Yep. Yes, indeed.
All right, so did you want me to look at how this looks for you?
The prospect, because you don't really know a lot about it. You want her to take a look at it?
Yeah, sure, because, you know, they would tell me about the, I'm going to look for other jobs now, but I think I take chances. That's what I got to do now, just take some chances and see how it plans out. But, yeah, that's how I'm looking at it right now.
Now, I got to tell you, myself, from a metaphysical point of view, I think the way that you put a period at the end of those relationships with such, oh my goodness, such poise and affection, and I mean, that was awesome, what you just relayed to us. I really think your blessing is coming. You know, you are on the way to be blessed, because you could have left there like, yeah, well, goodbye, assholes, you know. Seriously, you could have been a jerk.
He didn't feel that way.
They did comment that I did have professionalism, and I actually did over and above. Like, before I was, before last day, I was really cleaning up the shop, making everything was all clean and ready for the other people who are coming in, and made, you know, I just told them, you know, this is where it's at, and they really appreciate it and really going to miss the thanks that the technicians I worked with, or the other people, about you know, the job I did. So I'm really grateful for all the accolades and gratitude and thanks. So,
you're going to miss them, no doubt. It's here.
I'm sure.
You will miss them, yeah. And now, I'm going to tell you about this job, the guy that's been looking for a long time for a purchaser. This person is a little difficult to work for. He's nitpicky. He's a perfectionist. So just think of a person above you like this. He's, not very, word?
It's probably one of the people that you could work for and they don't really go like, well, that was a great job. They just go, thanks. Or something like, huh. You know, they're just like one of those people that aren't complimentary. Right.
And I see that you don't want to move far away, you know, so this, but what I'm perceiving this as is likely a stepping stone for you, because, because I'm not sure the atmosphere is really going to suit you for the long run. Okay.
Sure. And there's nothing wrong with a stepping stone.
That's right. A lot of people get those. And then the big job comes.
Yeah, it's a stepping stone. She didn't say it was a stumbling stone, so that's a good thing. Right? Because some jobs can be a stumbling stone, and you end up in a ditch or in a sewer or something, but a stepping stone means like,
yeah,
not a lifetime job, but all of a sudden it opened up another door that I didn't see coming to another job.
Right. And I think that another job coming for you is a bit further away from where you are, but you have a lot of destiny waiting for you. One thing is, you are, it's going to be down the road, not tomorrow, but I'm seeing here your future wife, and it is a wife. There's marriage and a new home, as in, like, possibly or very potentially building a house, you know, of to your liking. Okay.
Okay.
What's wrong if you aren't necessarily interested in females?
Oh, yeah, that's
this
relative.
Would be somebody that has the essence of
anything we talk to anybody out there, wife, male, female. A lot of times that's just a characteristic, right? You're not necessarily talking about plumbing.
Exactly.
It's not a plumbing thing. We're not plumbing experts here, mind you.
Yeah. So I just wanted you to know.
That's to everybody out there.
There is a wedding. There is wedding, new home. You know. Go ahead.
No, yeah, I understand. At least you're not talking about a pronoun type of relationship, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I should have said there. Yeah, or them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yo. Just looking at the characteristics of the cards, right?
Yeah, you know, years ago, they were going to make the word she as a combination of she and he. She,
really?
She.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you can just make up whatever word you want.
So whichever way your heart goes, yes, this would be symbolizing, because, you know.
A partnership of the heart?
With a, God, you're good.
I'm not good. I just got a pee real bad. The word flowed to me when I got to use the bathroom. But anyway,
go ahead. And eventually, Jay, you are going to have your own business. That's under sure to come true. And I think we might have talked about this before. You're going to bring an innovation out to the world that's going to really cause a paradigm shift. I'm getting this just. It's just coming to me from spirit, and it's really, really going to help people, especially, I don't know how this figures, but a lot of things we don't know until it actually happens. It's going to help, like, children and mothers, pregnant mothers. So... Yeah, you're probably right.
That could be a million different things.
It could.
A million different things that could be, yeah. I mean,
and it could be 20 years away. We don't know.
All different sorts of technologies.
But it's destined to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, I consider carefully going to work. That workplace has its issues.
The possibility of the purchasing job coming up.
Yeah, and there may be a reason that they've been looking so long, because maybe people have attempted to take that job and can't hack it.
That's true.
Go ahead.
I'll get some more intel on that. Sorry about that.
Hit your friend up for more info, obviously. Yep.
For sure.
Yeah, I would do that if I was you. And remember, you're not marrying that job. It's just realistically, from what I see, helping you to move on to even bigger things.
It could be a door opener.
Yeah.
Well, because Deborah told me on one of the readings a while back, maybe about 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, that the economy is going to be, I'm more, a little bit concerned about that, because now, because of my age also, but I think also I have experiences that there's certain industries I should go into, they'll have longevity versus some that are going to be crashing. So I got to really choose which one is going to, you know, provide a stable income in the future.
Obviously, eventually you got to settle on a long-term stability. And that's the trick.
Right.
It sounds easy, but that's the trick.
Well,
and
you know what I'm talking about.
Angels of Abundance card, subject is employment change. Now, that could be.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, that's obvious, because he knows that's a deal. It says your career path is leading you in a higher direction with positive changes support your dreams, priorities, passions, and life purpose. Trust that these changes will help you release the old and welcome the new. You're being supported each step of the way, and these are angels of abundance. So that,
I love that.
That you have angel support.
That's a little beautiful card.
You got to trust that there's change, and change is scary, and there might be some speed bumps on the way, but it says it's going in the right direction here.
I think so, too. That's a confirmation.
That was. I pulled that card first. I was like, oh, that's his card.
So in your search, when you get a nibble, you know, from a prospective employer, please come back for a reading, and we'll see how that land there really lies.
Or any other thing in your life that you would like to know about.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever you desire, you can come here and talk about. And we thank you. He's been in Facebook Live watching for a long time. So
thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
You're wonderful.
Yes, I like having discussions with people in there so I don't fall asleep here at the keyboard.
Okay.
Take care, my friend. Take care.
Yeah, take care.
Have a grateful evening.
Yes,
and
you too.
And good luck to your endeavor.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. I believe, unfortunately, folks, all good things must come to an end.
Sorry.
Sorry for folks that have called in just recently. We've extended the show. We're almost at the two-hour mark.
Yeah, we got to go.
We got to go. We apologize.
Yeah.
We come on many times a week. And call in earlier if you can. Sometimes you can't because of time zones and stuff like that. We understand. But please try again, and we apologize if we did not get to you tonight.
So please join us again. This is the Psychic Love Doctor Show, signing off. Have a wonderful weekend.
For that.